So what is behind, first of all, thank you for joining us. Forgive my manners. Now, what is behind one of the world's best light shows?
Yeah, so it's known that electrons coming down from space, raining into Earth's atmosphere, crash into atoms in the upper atmosphere and produce light. And this is what makes up the northern lights and southern lights. But we've wondered for a long time, what causes these electrons to come raining down from space? And there's probably a handful of things that can make this happen. Different appearances of the northern lights, sometimes hazy, sometimes bright bands, are likely attributed to different things. But one thing that we've wondered about for a long time is called Alphane waves, or magnetic disturbances that are often found above auroras. But we haven't known, actually, can these disturbances, these Alphane waves, push electrons towards Earth, causing auroras? And so what we decided to do is test it in the lab. We made Alphane waves, and we found for the first time that they can push electrons along, meaning Alphane waves can make auroras.
How long did this research take you?
Yeah, this was a long process. So I was involved in this project for about a decade. There was a lot of background work to get familiar with the laboratory and to make these magnetic disturbances in the lab and actually design the experiments themselves. So it was about a decade-long process for my work.
So now that we know this, what is the next step, or is there a next step? Is there more that we can learn now that this has been determined?
Yeah, so there are all sorts of places in out in space where we want to know how electrons and ions get energy. And so what we've done here is develop some tools that we're able to use in the lab and see how do electrons pick up energy to cause auroras. But there are other places where we want to know where the energy for electrons comes from as well. And so we could study things like the sun's corona or radiation belts around the Earth, other areas where we want to know how do the electrons get energized.
Are any of those studies underway, or are you planning any of them?
Yeah, I'm actually starting up some work right now to try to study what's known as Earth's radiation belts, the Van Allen radiation belts. And these are belts around the Earth of really, really high energy electrons and protons. And we're hoping to use some similar tools to answer questions about that region of space as well.
Back to the Northern Lights, were you ever concerned that definitively knowing the science behind them might take away some of the magic?
Absolutely not. No, the Northern Lights are so captivating and so beautiful. And knowing something about how they're made actually enhances the appreciation of that beauty. So I love seeing the Northern Lights, and I'm going to appreciate them even more from here on out. And I hope other people can too.